It's a very interesting question in Hilchas Shabbos that's posed by the contemporary Poskim. And that is whether or not it's permissible for a person to use a baby monitor on Shabbos. You're going to have a baby monitor in your baby's room, and you're going to hear the baby. So you're going to know when the baby's crying and when the baby needs a bottle, and you're going to have that monitor on, set before Shabbos to be used on Shabbos. Is that permissible, or is that a problem on Shabbos? So ostensibly, this question should depend on how we deal with an apparent contradiction in the tshuvas of Rav Moshe regarding similar questions in halacha. So Rav Moshe has one tshuva about the use of a microphone on Shabbos, and Rav Moshe has another tshuva about the use of hearing aids on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe doesn't really explain how he reconciles his two tshuvas, which come out with a different type of approach in each one of the tshuvas. So for example, Rav Moshe in one place discusses the use of microphones on Shabbos, and Rav Moshe was very strongly against the use of microphones on Shabbos. It says, Rav Moshe, potentially you're violating four separate prohibitions when you talk into a microphone on Shabbos. And the primary problems that Rav Moshe contends with is as follows. Number one, it could be you're creating something when you talk into the mic and use that amplifying of your voice on Shabbos. Maybe you're creating something. And that's perhaps potentially even an Isser Deraisa of Baina, of building something, or maybe Makab Epathish, of finishing something's final touch. And therefore, maybe potentially you're violating an Isser Deraisa of either Baina, building, or Makab Epathish when you amplify your voice by using the electrical input of the microphone on Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, says Rav Moshe, it's another potential problem, maybe this one's derabanan, of afsha milsa, when you do something to make a commotion on Shabbos, like a mill that you're running on Shabbos. So even if you set it from before Shabbos, you didn't do an active malach on Shabbos, but something that is a commotion, it's a loud noise, and it's a loud projected sound, it's a violation of avsha milsa on Shabbos. It's a iser derabanan of avsha milsa. According to some Paiskim, this is because people might hear and think that you actually did something in violation of Shabbos on Shabbos, and you set it up on Shabbos. Bottom line, says Rav Moshe, potentially, when you have this use of a microphone on Shabbos, it's avsha milsa, it's making a commotion, it's making a loud noise, maybe it should be a problem of avsha milsa on Shabbos. Number three, says Rav Moshe, maybe it's possibly a violation of another Issur Rabbanan, and that is using a vessel, a utensil that's miyuchad lakoil. You're not allowed to use something that's main purpose is to project sound and to amplify sound on Shabbos. So for instance, you're not allowed to use any instrument on Shabbos. Why? Because the main purpose of that utensil, that instrument, is to make sounds on Shabbos. And the problem is that instruments have a gzeira drabana lest you come to fix the instrument if it breaks during the course of its use on Shabbos. And therefore, the halacha is that any vessel, any utensil that's made to produce sound, and its main objective is to be mashmiya koil, to make sound, that's a problem because it's included in the general category of instruments being played on Shabbos, which has a gzeira that you might come to have it break and fix it on Shabbos, violating the isra of fixing and makab epadish on Shabbos. So Ramesh really has, if you look at the tshuva, two potential isurim deraisa that are involved in this case of talking into a microphone. One is the electrical circuit, and then there's the boina, and then there's the makapat. Ramesh is very worried about Isurim Daraisa, and these two Isurim Darabanan of one, Avsha Milsa, creating a commotion, number two, using an instrument, something that's made to produce sound on Shabbos. So Ramesh is very strongly in objection to the use of microphones on Shabbos. However, in the tshuva about hearing aids, Ramesh takes a very lenient stance. Ramesh allows a person to talk to someone using who has hearing aids on Shabbos, in spite of the fact that he's kind of using a microphone in the guy's ear. And Rav Moshe says, you could be mekel. He says, number one, even though I suggested that there could be potential violations of isurei deraisa on your hands, but that was conjecture on my part, and it was a chiddush, and from a simple understanding of the Gemara, it doesn't sound like it would be an isur deraisa. And then he says, well, when it comes to the isurim derabanan also, perhaps we could be mekel. Number one, he says, you're not really making a loud commotion because it's just heard by the person in his ear, so it's not an avsha milsa. And when it comes to an instrument, he says, maybe because it's difficult for the person to walk around without hearing aids, maybe Chazal never established their gzeira about instruments as it relates to hearing aids. Bottom line, Rav Moshe is much more makel and lenient and allows a person to talk to someone using hearing aids on Shabbos. The question is, what about baby monitors? So when it comes to baby monitors, so the question potentially would be, A, you're causing the baby to talk into the microphone and use it on Shabbos. And B, when you go into the room, let's say, you might yourself talk into the baby monitor and use it on Shabbos. So the Paiskim discussed this question. The Minchas Yitzchak takes the more stringent approach, or Avad Yosef takes the more lenient approach. And the question basically has to do with the fact that there's no kavanah, there's no intent on the child's part to produce sound, so maybe it's more lenient. Also, if something's for the tzayrich of a child, maybe we could be more lenient because he's like a chayle, so to speak, that he's like someone in medical need, where we are more lenient in general. For bottom line, many Paiskim have the following compromise approach, and they say that it's best to avoid baby monitors on Shabbos, but if there's a need, if there's a shasat tzayrich or an extenuating circumstance, there is room for leniency to allow the use of baby monitors on Shabbos. However, if you're using baby monitors on Shabbos, it's better to use the non-video camera baby monitor rather than the video camera baby monitor. Because if you use the video cameras, that adds another dimension to the question, that maybe you're having the child project an image on the screen and thereby violate the issur of writing, making an image on Shabbos. So best to avoid the whole thing. If it's difficult, and it's a shasat tzayrech or a shasat chak, you can allow the use of baby monitors on Shabbos, according to many Paiskim, but if possible, opt not for the video ones, but for the non-video ones.